Chinese students have all been asked to recite classic and ancient poems and passages by our teachers. It can be quite the challenge, as classic literature is written in archaic style of the Chinese language, which is difficult to understand and remember. Now, a new generation of artists has revised an ancient poem called Song of the Flute Player, or 琵琶行, into pop music. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Mixing an old, ancient poem with pop music.
Yes.
Let's have a listen to know what this is about. Loving it. My body was, I was trying to control myself, but
yeah.
I was sort of like bumping.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to the remix.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Arthritis. I'm interested to know your DJ skills.
Yeah.
Yes, Lu Min, so what is this ancient poem? I know it's famous. Uh-huh. And how has it become this modern form that's recently got into the headlines again?
Yes, for actually many listeners, if you are Chinese, of course, you know you have learned about 琵琶行, Song of the Lute Player before, but for many people who are not familiar with this poem, I'd like to introduce you a little bit. It's a long poem written by Chinese poet Bai Juyi in the Tang Dynasty, and it was a classic work that every Chinese senior high school student needs to recite and memorize. And the poem also tells a very touching story. It described the excellent performing skill of a female lute player and her tragic experiences, which reveal the unhappy life of people at that time, as well as express the poet's anger for his demotion in career. And actually, the poem has more than 600 words, which is very long, but is beautifully written in ancient Chinese language, and it's a very beautiful poem. But the thing is, in today's high school, that everyone, every student needs to recite this poem, which lost the interest in the poem, actually. For example, not everyone can recite ancient poems like Wu Yishu, a 16-year-old middle school student who won the first Chinese poetry conference, a classical Chinese poetry competition this year. But there are other ways for you to memorize now. For example, some young artists remade the poem into a popular song, this popular song, and uploaded the music video online. If you have take a look at this video, it's also very well produced. And it attracts a lot of people's attention, gone viral soon, got 1,300 bullet comments, really popular online. And it's a very good combination about the classical, soothing, beautiful poem of the ancient Chinese culture. And at the same time, you integrate elements of the pop music of today's Chinese society.
I would call this a form of adaptation. So like many Shakespeare plays have been adapted in different ways, and this is a form of adapting something, because you know what's cool about this, and I'm happy about this, is but China has a history that's so long, right? So that means it has poems written by artists who are describing their lives, their struggles, and this is the context that is added to history, because maybe all we really know about a specific events comes from, you know, official documents or these kind of things. We don't get the everyday person's perspective of how life was. And, you know, I think this is really interesting, because I think a lot of times now this newer generation, they don't have the patience to be able to sit down and read poetry. We're a practical generation, I'd say, and we are spending our time reading textbooks, getting ready for the Gaokao, these kind of things. Of course, I know that this poetry is on the Gaokao, but, you know, you're already doing so much reading, and then when you go to college, that only continues more. So it's kind of cool that you have a way now of listening to this kind of beautiful context of history that was written by someone that existed, you know, a long time ago, and be able to feel the words and then listen to it in a musical way that you can relate to. I mean, this is, you know, I think this is symbolic of the human condition. Actually, I think maybe very little has changed from the time that this poem was made to how we live now, in the way that life and time is just an adaptation of a similar experience. So we all have this kind of time we live in, but we can relate to someone thousands of years ago because actually life is just an adaptation. Time is just an adaptation, and we have these experiences. We can find out what their adaptation was, the time they lived in. You know, think of feelings, sadness, love, heartbreak. These are something that will be with us for as long as we're human beings and have been with us for just as long.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
And also, that makes us human. Think about a guy that existed between 618 to 907 AD. That's when Baiju Yu lived in this world. And his feelings can be immersed into and can be touch the hearts of people in the 21st century. I think that is the beauty of literature, of having a language with such a rich and long history. And I feel incredibly humbled by that kind of fact. And also, this is kind of touching our roots in an unexpected way, I'd say, because when you look at ancient Chinese poems and some of these passages that we need to recite today, like passages from Shijing or from Chuzi or Yuefushi, all kinds of poems from hundreds, if not more than 1,000 years ago, they used to be sung. There was music that ancient Chinese people used to play and sing too. So essentially what we have been reciting and memorizing in ancient Chinese classes, as we have in junior high school and high school, it is studying the lyrics that these literary titans wrote years and years ago. But music was gradually left out of the picture as this sort of intangible inheritance have we gotten today. But now artists are composing a new kind of music.
Modern music.
Yes, to pair with the lyrics. And that is really the interesting part for me.
Let's talk about this artist, actually, and why this kind of came about, specifically this song. Okay, so the song was made by a workshop established by some students born in the 1990s, kind of younger folks, who are studying the art major in some of China's top art schools. Qi Ran, who was in charge of the workshop and sings the song, said he hated reciting poems when he was in school. You know, he found it difficult to remember. And let's keep in mind, maybe a lot of people had this kind of problem. They couldn't connect by reading it. Some people are audio people. Some people are just different in so many different spectrums. We can't even talk about it. They're just different. But when you add a catchy song and a good voice, so many of us love that kind of music, that kind of song. And so this was a way for him to, I guess, help remember this difficult, this thing that was so difficult to him. And now he says he's going to do more songs, you know, because he wants to help other people kind of retain this poetry so that they can better prepare for the Gaokao, that is China's college entrance exam, if you didn't know. But like I said, the song was sung by him, Qi Ran Lia, and Shen Yiren Mile, two singers that are online, I guess. That's their main platform. But she has about 830,000 followers. So he's actually pretty well seen in the singing community. But basically, you know, it's cool because it's good singers, it's good music, it's people that know the music industry and that have taken something like poetry from an ancient time and made it relevant to us now. You know, we often don't have time to care about the past because we're so concerned with the future. But now this is made something that is in the past, so far in the past, relative to us now, because everybody likes listening to music. So how great is it that now your kids are listening to something that has history, that teaches them history, instead of a Kesha song about shaking your thing on the dance floor?
Yeah, there's so much more to life than just shaking whatever.
Your thing.
Yeah.
Your thing.
Yeah, so there's more to life than that.
Yes, and actually I went to a kind of a 古琴 kind of concert with my father the other day, and that player who is very, very famous in the 古琴 circle gave me the similar experience. People could give him some notes, writing down some poems for him to sing along, and he would compose a kind of music on the spot and chanting the words written by the audiences, and the whole hall of the concert room was, you know, boiling. People were very happy. So I kind of saw a kind of picture coming back from the ancient times. So actually there is a kind of revival phenomenon in China now that Chinese people start to revalue, to go back to see the history and beautiful life of the ancient times.
Yes, but this is not the first time that people have made traditional poems into popular songs. Chinese pop diva Fei Wang has done something, a poem, I guess, called Prelude to Water Ripple.
Can I do the Chinese, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Show off a little bit. 水掉歌头.
Yes, but you know, this reminds me of also a story. Recently, I was in one of my favorite places to grab a drink, and it has a lot of... are you okay, Hyuk?
Yes, I'm okay. Thank you for your concern.
These things happen. But there was this one beer. I think it's an American beer. It's called Dogfish Head Brewery. So Dogfish Head, but... this thing caught my eye because I'm a history buff, just like this research caught my eye. The beer was an ancient ale, a mix of wine and mead, and the ingredients were found in King Midas's tomb, which is 2,700 years old. So you are drinking history. Like I said, life's an adaptation. We have beer now, alcoholic drinks now. We had them then. But how cool is it for us to get to have a little experience that they had? These kind of things I'd like to see more of.
Yes, and I think we will, as this is slowly becoming a trend, and it does, when it happens, it touches the heart of people, because I think ultimately we want to establish a kind of connection among each other and to our ancestors, and especially in modern day, when you still want to revisit some of the good oldie things, there must be something very valuable to it. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Liu Min.